Yes, yes, yes. You are here with another week of My Mama Basement. We are here with episode number 82 in this B.I. Why you acting like a B.I. B.I.? Remember that, John?
That's fire. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Man, you press the off button.
Yo.
All right. If y'all don't know by now, they call me ST, and I'm known for ordering shit from China.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know when the fuck this shit gonna get here, but I just hope it does.
It take about 2 months, yeah, 3 months. COVID-19 going around, maybe 5 months. You'll get it, though.
I'm excited.
You'll get it, though. That shit gonna break. You better have phone. That shit gonna break down in a week or two.
That's it.
That shit is gonna fuck. That shit flimsy.
You wanna know what I ordered? I ordered adjustable dumbbells. But I could not afford... I could not afford the brand name version.
Oh yeah, the brand name is couple G's.
$350.
Oh, 300. I thought it was like a G.
Yeah, nah, it's 350. I think it's 350 a dumbbell, to be honest.
Wow.
So I think yeah, you do the math, and then you know it is what it is. So I got the knockoffs for like $100.
Yo, the knockoffs work just the same, man. The knockoffs work just the same.
It's going to come over from the chitty chain to the chong chong, and I'm going to be happy as fuck. Yeah, but that's me.
Let's go, man. Next up, ST is your boy, R. Dot. Known for being Frosty the Negro, man. That's Frosty me.
It's cold as
fucking
mother.
Cold as fuck out here in these streets,
we
man.
We have passed chilly. We've passed cold. It is brick.
Yeah, past cold is brick.
It's brick, and you need to stay your dumb ass inside if you don't.
Now, what's colder, mad coal or brick?
Oh. Nigga, brick is a different feeling,
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah.
When it's mad cold, it's like, aye.
Brick know. Is like, oh,
brick
shit,
is
you could die
and
out here.
Glove. Yeah, like, nigga, that
really
shit
die.
Is. The reason why they say brick is because when you walk out, your face looks like you get slapped in a fucking brick. Because your shit is just frozen and it's red and it's hurting.
Yeah, man.
Mad cold is like, you know, like
yo, it's mad cold.
Yeah, it's mad cold, and I got a hat, but I ain't got my gloves and I ain't got my scarf.
So how is mad cold doable, but mad far is not doable? See what I'm saying? Mad far is doable.
You didn't say dumb cold.
You said, dumb cold. So dumb cold or mad cold?
Brick.
But if somebody say, yo, it's dumb cold out there, isn't dumb cold like worse than mad cold?
Nah, dumb cold, same thing.
I feel like that's in between brick and mad cold.
Nah, brick over, nigga.
That's like your life is on the line if it's brick outside.
Yeah, brick is hypothermia. Like, you're done, nigga. Your fingertips are going to get chopped off if you keep playing them out, you stupid ass. Yeah.
Rowdy Rebel, man.
Rowdy Ho!
He's out, man. He's out.
On behalf of Rowdy, we are sparking up. This is K1, I believe.
This who?
K1.
K1.
Yeah. Not to be confused with K2. That's not me.
I'm about to say, like, I don't want no fucking K1, 2, or 3, goddammit.
That's not
the
weed.
Fuck, that's that shit that had people bugging the
that's
fuck out.
That's like bath salts, nigga. That synthetic bullshit.
Oh, hell no.
Niggas were smoking that to avoid the fucking, to avoid a drug test, and ended up fucking choking somebody.
Yo, speaking of K2, you know in jail, they get like a Nick, a fucking K2 is like $75.
Oh my God. Why do you want that in jail anyway?
Yo, when you in jail, you want whatever you can get your hands on.
But I want to, well, I just want to smoke some bud. How much, then if K2 is $75, how much is bud?
Like $1.50, $1, like it should
be. For a Nick?
For a little bit.
And of, that shit came out of somebody's butthole.
That's how I heard, yo. Man, I know somebody that do corrections, man. He say people, correctional officers get rich up in there. Because they be smuggling the shit in there, and then they sell it for that price. And then people put money on the prison's books, like, oh, let me get $500. They give them $500, and they spend it, give that money to the fucking get COs to get bud and K2. And K2, you could get like a pound of that shit for $50. Like,
ew. Ew. That's gross.
I don't want to rat nobody out, but correctional officers up in there making money, man.
Yeah, you know, you telling, but it's okay. It's all right.
They're in there being okay. Dirty, selling all type of shit.
All forms of snitching is okay on this platform. We like DJ Vlad.
But think, you buy 4/8, you smuggle that shit in jail. You can smuggle, if you a CEO, you can smuggle a little Nick in there.
That's crazy.
And make bread. You could be good.
I would just kick the habit. Like, it's just done.
Nah, when you in jail and all you got is these,
I mean,
walls,
you ain't got nothing to
bars,
do to be high, right? Like,
that's
in jail,
right, exactly.
I would have, like, I want to have mad pounds in jail because I'm going to just sit here and get high and just chill.
You would get together with your boy and maybe your other boy, have three of y'all spend $150 for a Nick.
No, three people on the Nick, I'm
yes,
not.
Yes, you would. Yes, you would. If you was doing time, and you was 10 years in, there's and you no about to hang it up.
Three people on one Nick?
Yo.
How, what kind of blunt are we, what are we looking at?
It don't matter.
We rolling what? Fanta?
It don't matter.
A paper?
You smoking that shit out of paper, man.
Like, what?
Nah, or the milk carton. Take the milk carton, thin it a little bit, roll that milk carton up. This shit is tough in there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, so you're saying Rowdy was spending $1.50 for a Nick?
Probably.
Nah, I don't know.
Probably. Oh, he was the plug.
That's pretty wild.
Oh, maybe he was buying bud from him, man. Yo, even prisoners going there and make money.
That's pretty wild to me. And this came out of somebody's butthole. We smoking butthole Nicks. Three people.
Yo, you would not care, man. You would not care, man. You wouldn't care. Just for three pulls, you will be like, yes, I'll spend $50 for that.
Nah.
Get your $50.
Nah, I'm good. Let's get your 50. Yo, 50, 50, 50.
Let's smoke that ass OG, man.
Oh, my.
That ass OG.
Yeah. Nah. Fuck out of here.
Yo, man, jail's a rough place, man. I ain't trying to be up in there, man, because people do some strange things up in there. You'd be surprised what you do up in that bitch.
Yeah, man. I knew at a very young age the penitentiary wasn't the place for me.
Mm-mm.
I knew at a very young age. I think it was around 7th grade. I went on a scared straight trip to Rikers Island. And at that moment, I knew I do not belong here with these animals.
First of all,
savages.
You definitely don't want to go to Rikers as a tour, man, because that shit looked like hell.
It's not the museum.
At all.
It's not the Bronx Zoo tour. Rikers Island is a sad, dirty, disgusting place.
Mm-mm.
And one person in the insane asylum looked me in the eyes and said, "Ooh, he's so sexy.
Oh, hell no.
I want you in here. Please go do a crime. Cause you will be here by the weekend." And I said, No. I am not supposed to be up in this motherfucker.
Hell to the no, man. Jail is not good.
When a grown ass man looks you in the eyes and says, "Ooh, you are sexy."
No.
And you know, if there wasn't no bars between here, there's nothing, nothing you could do.
There's nothing you could do. Man, you could die, man. Kill me, man.
It's just, it's kill a different me, type man. Of vulnerability. It's a different type of like, oh shit, for real?
That shit crazy. You ever seen that shit 60 days in?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with those people that volunteer to go in there?
That's kind of tame though, you know.
Yeah, shit. That shit is jail, man.
It's jail. But it's tame. That's
jail. If you waking up with to bars and shit, that's, I don't know why you would sign up for that shit. For like, that's yeah, crazy.
That shit ain't the place to be. But we glad Rowdy's home. Yeah, free man. The guys. Free the
yo,
guys.
Yo, mate, just stay out of there, man. Stay out of there. That's what I got to say. That's the
thing, man. Stay out of there. Stay away from anything that's gonna put you back there. Cause that's not a good look.
Some people not afraid to go back. Like,
so Bobby's coming thing. Home around this time next year. So it's going to be a schmurder Christmas next year.
Oh, let's go, man. And where's 6ix9ine at? Is he still out?
He's in hiding.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Yo, he should just be gone. Like,
what do you mean?
Take the bread that you make and just do something else, man.
I'm telling you, if somebody comes with a 6ix9ine feature, it's going to do something.
Who?
I don't know. I didn't
who going to be the first person to do that?
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
I just said if somebody comes through with a 6ix9ine feature, it's going to do some things. It'll be something.
It's going to look bad on their part. It's going to be, you're going to get views, though. That's for sure.
Do you think Meek Mill said Dirk is done? He finished him on the Drake song.
He finished him. I didn't even hear the song. What you mean?
The Laugh Now, Drake. Laugh Now, Cry Later. Please don't play that song because we don't listen to rats.
Oh, what he said?
Don't play the song around us because we don't listen to rats.
No, I'm saying about Lil Durk.
Yeah, no, Meek said he finished him. He finished 6ix9ine's career. It's over.
I mean, listen. You didn't finish his career because he could always still make money. He could come out with a YouTube joint and just a podcast and make.
Do you think he even has that attention around him?
Yeah, he got. Yeah,
it's a lot. Do you still pulls though that amount of attention?
It's a lot of wannabe gangsters out there that follow him and think that's what it is, and they think he's cool, and they think he's goofy and funny, and that's what's cool out here to some kids.
You know what I mean? I'm just glad that you know, Rowdy came home. He did his time. I just hope he stays out, stays away from the drama.
Yeah, man. That's
be
hard
around
to, man.
Your people, be it's, around your family.
I know it's gonna be hard, but because I guarantee that he was around criminal activity as soon as he got.
Oh my God!
I'm just saying.
Now you I'm out here. Saying. You out here telling.
I ain't telling. I mean, that's a fact. This is a fact. Certain things is fact. Like, the sun is going to come up tomorrow. Like, he was around some shit. That could have probably got him back in the can. That's, like...
I just want it to be known that I am not condoning any of those thoughts or expressed by my partner.
I'll express the shit.
I'm away. Stay me away from that. Shit.
But yeah, man. It's good he came home, man. That's what's up.
What else you got?
Oh, man. The vaccine. Are you online or what?
Is online you, for what?
The vaccine, man. It's coming out.
The fuck?
The vaccine, dog. Oh, so nah?
You saw your boy Mike Pence?
Taking it?
You got it. He was in there. I swear it looked like... I feel like that's people was getting... Joint. They getting water injections.
That's the fake joint.
Did they you getting see, IV injections.
Did you see the nurse that got the shit? It was in the interview.
Empty.
Nah, she took the shit, and then she was in an interview talking about how she's happy that her staff was able to get it, and she passed out during the interview. Straight up passed out. She was like, "Oh, I feel dizzy." Oh,
fell out
and passed the fuck out. Fainted.
Yeah, yo, dead who's ass out there? Dude. Who's first? Who's first? Who wants it first? I'm good for you guys.
Yo,
happy for you guys.
And then some people was having allergic reactions that never was allergic
right.
to anything
you
before.
Got, if you got allergies, rashes no, and don't shit. Even get it.
Face twitches and shit.
So now it's like you got to get a, the pre thing is like you got to get an allergy test.
Yo, some woman said that she took it and her smile is now changed forever. Like every time she smile, it go like a, like she get like a half Joker smile. Like,
nah, yo, you see this? You out here dying. You over here.
Yo.
You out here dying. So, people turning into the Joker and shit. You laughing. Like, what is wrong with you, man?
Yo.
Yo, you hot today, huh?
You online, man.
You hot today. All right. I see
are you
where
getting
we
it, man? It's fresh out. Go get your vaccines. Go
so
get
people's
that.
Out here having Joker.
Some people passing out. You don't know what you're gonna get. It's a,
so you saying
it's exciting.
People's out here talking. They get the shot and they talking about why you so serious. Nah, I can't, dog.
You, yo, if your job be like take this,
nah,
or you're fired.
I'm staying home. I work. From
home. That's it. You done?
Yeah, I work from home.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. Cause a lot of people not gonna have it. Some people gonna have to take that shit.
Nah.
And I'm hopefully good. You might get a rash. You might, you know, pass out. You might get the
Joker. I'm a grown
smile.
Ass man. I'm supposed to be done with vaccinations, you're? No, they don't listen. Go to the doctor and say, hey, you didn't get your smallpox. No, I did it already.
Look, you want your child, your smile changed forever, or you want to die?
Listen, man,
because the COVID out here killing over 300,000. It's like a 9/11 every day. Like, not even. It's more, every couple hours
it's
is
wild,
a 9/11.
Man. It's wild. Yeah, we deaths every day. I mean, I don't know, man.
You see that you
some
want.
Some people
so what
say
you want?
The numbers are for judging. They fudging the numbers.
Listen, I believe it, man.
They saying they not calculating even enough, or they not calculating. They calculating too much. They saying, oh, you come in with a, you come in with any type of sniffles and cold. They saying COVID. Anytime you throw up, COVID. So they saying if
I didn't know? I don't know, man. I know I don't want this shit.
I mean,
I don't want this shit, so I might just be out here, man, with the Joker joint, man.
You gonna have, you getting a Joker face?
I'm gonna have a Joker face, right, man. Fuck it.
So you first?
Nah. I'm getting the third batch.
No,
I'm getting the third batch.
No.
I'm getting my shit in like next summer.
They contact you. They say RDOT.
No.
Your number has been pulled to get the vaccination. You have now or never. If you do not get the vaccination now, you have to wait till the end of wave 9 million. Because, you know, they're going to do wave this, wave that. So you got to go to back to scratch.
No.
You going in.
No, I'm getting the third batch.
No, there's no third batch.
There is a third batch.
They skipped you.
Well, then they could skip me. I'm getting mine in the summertime, man.
No, wave 39 million is next year, my nigga.
Listen,
you,
I'm not being
going
listen,
back to the
if
end
anything,
of
you gonna have to get that shit before I do. So no. I'm gonna see what happened to you.
Who said it? What to me? What?
I'm gonna see what happened to you.
Nobody getting shit.
You fucking one of your eyelids might just close forever. Like,
what if you lose the ability to wink? You can't wink no more.
Like your wink.
It's gone. Who first?
Oh, shit. What if you take that shit, you can't move your eyebrows?
Boom.
So your shit is just stuck at one
stuck.
Position.
You, oh, you got the worry frown. You got the your shit is always up all the time. You always surprised, always shocked.
Yo, you don't know what you're going to get. That's why all of these people that's taking is guinea pigs right now.
As soon
man.
As you get it, your forehead shocked. You like, huh?
That shit is nuts, man. Hell no.
Nah. Scary. I'm scared.
Elon Musk,
man. I have faith in Elon Musk, and I have faith in his successor, Ajax. 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9. That's his son's name.
Hold on. Let me light this up, man. You're smoking some vanilla frosting.
Wow. It's Christmas.
Vanilla frosting. Yeah.
It's only right to get some vanilla frosting. It's Christmas time.
I'm lighting up for my man Elon Musk, making shit that has no business to be made.
I mean, he made people millionaires out of nothing.
He's making a Tesla AR-15
automatic gun,
battery powered.
Yeah, about to say, hey Siri, gun these niggas down. And that's the next thing.
Yo, can
Alexa, pull a chopper.
Can empty a clip in 10 seconds.
Damn. Ricky, can
what
Ricky
the fuck
run that
do
fast?
You need? Yo.
Can Ricky run that fast, nigga? Not this time. I know you was into sports, Ricky, but this Tesla shit is a different. It's different.
Why is that's crazy? It got the fingerprint sensor, Bluetooth capability. So I guess it could play music. So you can put your headphones.
No,
in.
That's for so you could connect it to your phone and be like, "Yo, hey Siri."
Oh,
mow these niggas down.
Oh, that's what it's for. I thought it was like connect music or some
nah,
shit.
Nah, that's for the like that's the wireless. So you could just boom. You got the AirPods.
Oh,
in.
So Bluetooth capability. So you could just from your phone, you could just push a button.
Or you just AirPods in and you just ask Siri to do it and boom.
Heat seeking ammunition.
Oh,
what the fuck?
Chopper.
What are you doing, bruh? Bro, what are you doing?
Damn.
And a chainsaw bayonet. What the fuck does that mean?
The Gears of War type shit.
Oh, at the bottom.
At the bottom is if you come down on him. Yo, that's the zombie killer.
Yo, that's the. Yo, does he know something?
He ready. He ready. He's ready for the zombie apocalypse.
He going.
Are you?
He going to space and shit. He creating guns and shit. Yo, he knows something we don't.
I tell you this.
What the fuck do you need that for, man?
If there's anything on Mars, niggas better get the strap.
Yo, that shit.
If there is anything crawling around on Mars that ain't supposed to be there, I hope y'all niggas is ready because Elon is.
What is he doing that for? Yo, he just go to sleep and just think about just next level shit.
Chopper, gun him down.
Come on, I need one of those now.
Yeah, I mean.
I have my gun answer the door.
It's a regular gun, and then there's a Tesla gun.
That's something different, man. I have my shit right at the door. Like, hello.
Like, that's some like.
That shit open the door. Like, hello, who are you?
Man, it's society, you know, stop drinking your juice in the hood type shit. Like, when the nigga comes up.
Do we have a problem?
Like, hey. You see the chopper I got? Is anything problem?
You don't want nothing with that.
That's when you like, damn, I got a chopper too, but it ain't like that.
That shit different.
And then you just back away quietly.
First of all, somebody see some shit with like a chainsaw at the bottom?
Yo, you rev that shit up.
What are you doing?
Right. Yo, we done. We good.
Like, oh, shit.
We don't want no smoke. We out.
And then you try to curve and that the heat seeking bullet curve with you a little bit.
Damn.
Hit you in your ass.
He really doing some. The bullet really go around the corner on your ass. Run, Ricky, run, nigga.
And it got the fingerprint joint so somebody can't steal your shit.
Yeah, Ricky ain't packed. He ain't getting away from this. No matter how you cut and juke.
That's
slugs is coming.
I likes that.
That's the thing. I like that. Need that. I need one of those.
Ah, Wall Street is about to start selling water. Water is going to be something that you can invest in now. So you already know where the country is heading.
What do you mean? So we about to buy and sell water?
Water futures set to join the likes of gold and oil.
Oh, man.
And trade on Wall Street for the first time ever. What is that? What tells me is that water is going to start being for sale. Like, you're not even going to be able to drink the water that's coming out the faucet type
global
of shit.
Global warming. I mean, water is for sale. We do actually buy water because there's water filtration that we pay for as a citizen. So we do actually buy water. If you pay tax. If you don't, then you know. You live off the grid, yo. You do your thing. You're.
Listen, put some money in that stock. Because how can water go down?
You always going to need water.
How can water go down?
As I drink some water, you always going to need some water. Water's a neat necessity.
That shit is what makes life move, man. Oh, Elon Musk again, man. Jeff Bezos. And what's that other dude, the rich mother, Bill Gates. They're set again to pay zero in tax.
Again. They winning, y'all.
They winning.
And we lose.
They shit set up for them to pay zero in tax once again they make billions.
And we lose again. 2020 was a great year for them.
What?
Pay attention, stay woke. Horrible for the rest of us, but for them, ease.
That's why I feel like Black, Spanish, Asian, Native American, and even poor white people, even middle class white people, should be the ones coming together, like
together,
and go against these rich people that just eat disgustingly while everybody else suffers, man.
Ain't never gonna happen.
I don't understand, man, because they just sit back and laugh, smile and shit as they get away with murder, man.
Zero taxes. That's love, man. How you get that? How you connect it?
I don't know, man.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Prime Minister of New Zealand opening up her country as they are coronavirus free. They don't even have one case out that bitch.
Yeah, and then we over here send numbers. We doing record numbers while people are going back to regular life. We over here send record numbers.
By the way, it's a woman that's running that country.
Oh, man, look at that. Come together.
How they got zero and we dying by the thousands every day?
It's clown show. Clown show. It's clowny show. Show up with your makeup and your red nose, motherfuckers.
That's crazy. What can we do with that,
man? It's good. I'm happy.
Yeah, that's good for them, man. I wish they was taking people.
Yeah, we should take a page from them. We should. If we, nah, they ain't taking nobody.
They not from America. We try to go, they probably kill us. You try to go over there.
They ain't like, taking nobody.
No, stay where you at.
Y'all dumb.
Stay
ass.
Right there in America, man.
Y'all dumb.
Y'all crazy as fuck.
I ain't taking no, none of you. None of you. Kings of the week. I'm gonna do some kings of the week.
Oh, who's that?
Mystical. Shout out to Mystical. It was a false rape allegation on Mystical, and he beat the case.
Wait, that case from 20 years ago?
No.
A new one?
It was a new one, yeah.
Oh, man, he's raping people. He's raping people.
Yo, come on, you can't say that, man.
Yo, how you got two rape charges?
He beat it.
You beat two rape charges?
He beat the second one.
But the first one you didn't. He went to jail for the first
right.
one.
Right. He did his time. He's
you should not have no, so you should not have no sexual
Why?
Nothing.
And people are marking him. He's a target. They know this. He's a mark.
Well, he beat it?
He beat
it. Well, he ain't do it then, I guess.
Man. Sitting there throwing dirt on this king's name. What's wrong with you? How dare you?
I'm just saying, like, if somebody go to jail for stealing,
it's a rape.
Like, you a professional thief, you go to jail for stealing, and then you come out of jail, and then it's like,
if somebody say, yo, he stole something,
and then you get arrested
what
for
if
stealing,
that person
it's like,
accusing them knows that person's history and says, you know what, I could steal this shit and blame this guy.
I mean, that's true.
See, come on, man.
You just sometimes you just jump to fucking blaming people.
I need to jump and blame. Nah, me here, I'm ready to give Mystical King of the Week for that, man. Also, kings and queens of the week. There's three black children that have the highest IQ in the world.
Whoa.
Yeah, they ain't reporting that.
Whoa.
Ramani Anala and Ayla Anali. Anala. Yeah. highest IQs ever recorded in the world. Three black children.
Wow. Shout out to them, man.
They don't want to talk about it. We want to talk about it.
Shout out to them, man.
So, one time for those. Those are king and queens of the week, man. You know, Mystical and those kids, man. Doing
the thing this week. How you put Mystical and those kids in the same joint?
What was this? They we want to celebrate it on. We is well rounded. We here for everybody. We here for everybody. We well rounded.
What you think about Cardi B and Facebook teaming up?
To do what?
She coming out with her own show.
No, thank you.
Cardi B tries. She goes around and tries different shit.
No, thank
that
you.
She's never tried before. Like right. Ballet and, you know, shit like that.
Run
that
again? What else? What else she gonna
try? I think it's genius.
What else she gonna try?
Like horseback riding.
No. No.
What else? I think ice skating or some shit like that. Shit that she never, you know, Cardi B from the Bronx. So she gonna go out. And yo, I can't knock the hustle. Do your thing.
I guess. Are people really, you asked
me? I seen the ad. 3 million people seen that ad.
It was probably a funny ad.
It is a funny ad because she's funny.
So you ready for that?
I mean, I'm not watching it, but
so what? I'm
just thinking that's a good hustle move. Like, I respect her. I respect the hustle.
There's other people besides me and you that is going to be tuned in week to week for that.
People going to tune in. If yeah, a lot of people.
All right.
People want to see somebody from the Bronx learn how to ballet.
Oh boy. I mean I guess.
Yeah, definitely, I believe it.
It could. It's not me.
Yeah, I ain't my type of thing, but
I see what
I think 6ix9ine too. 6ix9ine got a fucking show too.
Yeah, nah, not watching that neither.
Oh,
what is it? How to Snitch? The fuck?
I think it's him just going around just
telling on people?
Nah, just giving money to people. I think he's giving money, passing out money and shit.
Right, well, shit, swing right here.
You take money from 6ix9ine?
Of course. And I rap verses to.
And you rap a verse too?
I'd be like, yo, you my home, yo. I never talked bad about you, fam. Always held you down.
Yeah, I definitely.
And everybody was like, fuck 6ix9ine. I was like, nah, free the guy, free the guy.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
I would take the money and be like, thanks, man. I appreciate
if
that.
If every compliment he's giving me like a stack, then I'm going to just keep it going. Just see how much I can get. And then once he stops giving me stacks, then the compliment, I'd be like, all right, homie, I'm out.
I'm out.
All right, homie, I'm a holler.
I'm a holler, man. I'm like, yo, let me get your number, man. We gonna hang out. You know what? Hell, let me get your number. If 6ix9ine, so if 6ix9ine asks for your number, you ain't gonna give it to me.
Nah. I can't put my number in your phone because like you an informant and like I know
for real. Like, yo, yeah, you gonna put me down with you? Like,
nah,
I can't share the phone. Just follow me, man. Follow me on Instagram.
Mm-mm.
Don't even follow me.
Private.
Yeah, I can't even follow you on Instagram. Yo, 6ix9ine can't follow
you. Follow my mama basement page.
Damn.
You want to do that? Yeah. Cool. That's a good look. That's it.
Damn.
I can't have my number in the phone number. I don't want my number in the phone of a fucking car warranty. Yeah. You think I want my number in the phone of a fucking snitch?
Yeah.
The fuck?
He might tell you for no reason. They might pressure him for some shit. He'd be like, yo, yeah, this dude that gave me his phone, he look kind of shady, man. I don't know what he up to.
Him.
I think
just
it's him.
Run his
yeah,
info.
Watch him. Hey. Damn. Oh, man. Joe Biden, man, says that he's trying to.
When he get a vaccine?
He says that forgiving student loans would close the racial gap.
Yeah.
Like the financial gap.
I mean that and other things, but yeah.
I think it would.
That's a good idea.
And I think people that paid for their student loan should get some reimbursement back.
Oh,
how about
wow.
that? Is that Oh, that's too much.
You want everything, right? You want.
Yo, if you're gonna forgive people's loan, what about the loan that you I paid, man?
Forgiveness on the strap.
You know how many thousand I paid, man? Thousands.
You
come
want
on,
forgiveness
man.
Nah. On the free federal the loan federal joint? You want?
Oh yeah, I did. I did. You get want the FDA loan, but
you
I'm
want
saying
all them back, right?
But I still invested. A couple thousand in college.
You want that back?
I want a little bit of that back.
If
you're going to forgive loans.
If everybody's free, we're free.
What about the people that paid, man? They should get something back.
You want
shit.
Your people, let your people be free, right? I feel you. I'm with you on that. This is not going to happen. It's not going to happen, but I feel you. Yeah.
It's crazy, man. Yeah. The teenager who recorded George Floyd's fatal arrest.
What she got?
Honored with award for courage.
Oh yeah, the courage award, right?
The courage award, man.
Cool. Shout out to her.
Shout out to her, man.
I wish people would have did something, but
yeah. But who? Nobody don't want to get beat the fuck up by the cops, like, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. That's it, man. Sports. What's happening?
Wait, hold on. I got some stuff. T.I. is facing some backlash. Uh-huh. He said, you spend time with your daughter as a father. Those are thought prevention hours. And I totally agree with him 100%.
Hey, what you said?
Well, the time that you invest with your daughter as a father is so crucial. That is thought prevention hours. And I agree with that 100%. 100%. I agree. If you got a daughter out there and you neglect her and you ain't carving no time out for her, and it's not when she's out there twerking and jerking and herking her booty, don't ask why, nigga. You're the reason why, nigga.
I mean, it's true to some extent, man, because there's some people that's real good to their kids, real good to their daughters or whatever, and then as soon as the daughter gets some freedom, they get around the wrong person, and they realize, you know.
During thought prevention hours, you should have had that talk with her and say, hey, there's some people that are going to be good for you, and there's some people that is going to be bad for you. And if you go with the people that are bad for you, bad things is going
to
happen.
Yo, you could talk to your kids all day long, but at the end of the day, when they out there, they got to make the decision. And some kids make the wrong decision.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they come home, you wouldn't even know what the hell's going on. You say smile in your face.
Everybody
then
got
they some. Go, I'm like, oh, I'm going to the library. All right. And they going to the twerk hour. You feel me?
Yo, hope I'm just going out to the library. You're going to do some things.
Yeah.
You're going to shake that ass.
Yeah, and if you got a good kid that comes home, they do good in school, are you really even really like, damn, my kid is good.
I got
a good kid. Am I really watching your kid like that? If they good and do good in school and everything, but as soon as they get outside,
going to shake that ass.
They trying
ass.
To win $100 at the twerk off.
Look at you. Look at yourself. Damn shame. Should be ashamed of yourself. Take a look at yourself.
Damn.
Yeah, nah, man. I don't know why they getting backlash. You guys, people making fun of two men that are like expressing the importance of hanging out with their daughters and spending time with their daughters. I don't understand why people are hating on that. It's weird to me. It's weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
You know, when they say, oh, you know, fuck them kids, and it's like, oh, look at you, you ain't shit. Then if you like, oh no, listen, make sure she's not sucking dick and hanging out on the pole and shaking her ass every time she hears fucking back that ass up. She's you know. She hears my voice when that song comes on, and then she doesn't fucking act like a thot. I think that's great. I think they should be applauded for that. They're gonna be applauded here.
Yeah, give it to them.
Oh, Your homie William Barr,
he's out of here.
He said, fuck this shit, I am going home. How you think that went?
I don't know, man. I think he said enough is enough, man. I think Trump was telling him, like, yo, you gotta do this, you gotta do that. He like, yo, I'm
now out. You know what, Trump I'm was out. Tight.
Cause you wildin'.
Trump was like, so you knew about that Hunter Biden shit this whole time, money? This whole time, money? And you ain't say nothing. You ain't hint nothing. When I was talking that shit, you ain't even send me an email. You ain't shoot me a text. You ain't call me, nigga.
Damn. Listen. Disgusting.
Nigga, and he probably like, I would have fired your ass if we wasn't leaving in a couple of weeks anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why he's like, yo, you about to fire me. This is a headache.
Somehow.
I'm out, man.
I'm not even dealing with this nonsense.
I'm out. But he did shit. He did everything he wanted him to do all this time. You and couldn't last it in.
Sports. NBA. Next week.
Let's go.
Let's go. See my Knicks in the preseason.
Knicks is looking like something.
Yeah. All right, wait.
Knicks looking like they want to be starting something.
I don't even want to play that fully. Because I've seen this before.
Did you see Brooklyn?
They
look like they want to be starting something.
They look like they look like they about to fight in the middle of the season because there's only one basketball and they suck. I'm telling you, watch. It's all fun and games now, but Kyrie's not speaking to the press. He's throwing out Instagram statements. And that shit ain't gonna rock.
What's wrong with Kyrie? He's kind of weird too, man. Kyrie's not.
That weirdo shit is about to. It's gonna get played out after a losing streak on the road. That weirdo shit gonna get played out.
Damn.
Watch, I'm telling you. All right, see. Let me say something. NBA. I'm hyped for it. Need something. Football's about to come to an end.
Yeah, man. That basketball gonna be lit. Gonna be lit.
Speaking of football, what's going on? The Giants. Everybody was hype. You was hype, right?
Grind my gears.
Look at you. Wait, we here. We in sports.
Daniel Jones.
Didn't I tell you? I said y'all niggas is better off with Colt McCoy. Didn't I say that? Did I say that?
Why would you put him in and Colt McCoy is winning?
I said, yo, I think y'all better off with Colt McCoy. You said, nah, you talking about? I said, you trust Danny Dookie? He was like, nah. But we going to win, though. The defense is going to. That's what you said. You said the defense.
It's obvious he wasn't 100%. His arm is not all of that.
Listen. Is his hands made of butter? Is he the butter man?
Oh, God.
Is his hands made of butter fingers?
Yo, he cannot hold on
every
to the
ball,
man.
Every time the man gets touched, the ball just trickles out his hands. I've never seen that in my fucking life. What is that about? Danny Dookie. That's a fuck. Dookie. I've never seen that every time.
He's not 100%. You could tell because he didn't even run. He has zero runs, and that's what he does. He's a mobile quarterback. He's a runner. So he wasn't 100%.
He has a cup in his hand.
So why would the coach rely on his arm when his accuracy and his decision making is dookie?
I think if he has a cup in his hand and you touch him in the shoulder.
You just drop that shit. Like, oh, God. You just.
That's the cup.
Yo. Jesus.
Oh my God.
Yo, I don't understand. Why would you trust his arm and his ability to throw. Why? He has not shown he could do that. He could run and play action and, you know, run option. Oh,
man. What the and then fuck you're
gonna,
was that?
And now you're going to take him out and put Colt McCoy in now. You should have just left him in. That's what they're going to do. Because he's not 100%. He can't run.
So
if
Washington,
he can't run, you done.
I said this in the beginning of the year. It's on tape. Go to the YouTube. Go to Twitch. I said the Washington football team will win this division.
The team with no name. Yo.
I said that shit.
The Washington Washingtons. Oh, my God.
Once Dak went down, I said, guys, Washington football team is going to win this division. Because they have the best health. Well, they had the best healthy quarterback. Alex Smith is injured now, so who knows. That nigga always hurt.
Yeah, he's Mr. Glass as well.
Oh, man. Nah, that's hurt. That's, we can't, that's not fair.
He's Mr. Glass as well, man.
It is what it is. It is what it
is. Yo, but Danny, man. He needs to get some grippers, mm-hmm. and you just get some grippers, man, and just grip all day and all night, man. All right. Get your forearm strong or something, because I don't know why that shit just falls out of his hand, man.
He got to jerk off. We got to try to jerk off with both hands.
I don't know, man.
That'll get your forearm right.
I think he need more than that, man. Because the way he's dropping that shit.
Arm right.
The way he's dropping that shit, man, I don't know. He's my grind, my gears, man.
I mean, the first time I ever bench pressed, my right arm was significantly stronger than my left.
And your shit just, and the waist just slid off.
I push it real. I push it up with my right real fast, but my left is. I just learned to get ambidextrous. Listen.
Crazy.
Well, we get there. Sports, man. Sports.
That's it. I'm done, man.
Is there anything else? Chiefs. They winning, right? Are the Packers gonna? Is it Packers or Chiefs? Like, obviously, right?
Packers look good.
What about,
man,
the Saints?
Packers look good, but I don't know if this year is crazy, man. I wouldn't even bet on who gonna win. It's probably gonna be somebody nobody ever thought.
Man, this, like, is the Giants. Crazy.
Imagine that.
And Colt McCoy, because
with Colt McCoy,
it's gonna be Danny
I'm losing faith in the kid, boy. I'm losing the face of the kid.
I guess so. You did your grandma's? What happened?
Oh, wait, hold on.
You got breaking news?
Colt McCoy. Oh, gosh. My fault. I thought I seen Danny Jones is going to start against the Browns. Oh, shit.
Pick up two for you, Mr.
Oh, God. No, it is Colt McCoy. All right, we good.
That's horrible.
So.
Yeah, pick up
what you got, man? Grind your gears, man.
Greasies. The greasiest of the gears goes to Pepsi for deciding to release Coca-Cola. Do you know what Coca-Cola is, my friend?
Nah, what's that?
That is soda with the flavor of chocolate and marshmallow.
What?
Yeah, they went there.
Oh, that's disgusting.
The fuck are you guys thinking?
That's disgusting. That's nasty.
As if Crystal Pepsi wasn't, you guys didn't, that wasn't a sign to say, you know what, let's not go there. Remember Crystal Pepsi?
Remember what?
Crystal Pepsi.
Crystal Pepsi. Nah.
Clear. Google it.
Crystal Pepsi? Nah. I remember I had vanilla, what was it?
I'm actually cool with vanilla Pepsi.
I know, I'm not, the vanilla
cherry
joint. Yeah, the cherry joint, the vanilla joint, I'm cool with. But Nah, not that shit.
Cola. That's what they call it. Somebody thought they
so
was
fucking. So what's grinding your gears, man? That seems like genius.
No, that's fucking. That is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life.
Hey, man, that's marketing genius. Because you know people going to buy it.
Who? You lined up. You first.
No, I said people going to buy it.
You going in.
People going. It ain't going to be me, but the people going to buy it.
I wonder what that shit going to do to your stomach.
Oh, gosh.
Oof. Gross.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Lamar Jackson.
What he do?
He went to the locker room. People were saying he took a shit, came back, threw a touchdown pass.
Yo, that kid's amazing, man.
He said he caught a cramp. He said, trust me, guys, I caught a cramp. It was just a cramp, but online.
Nah, he took a shit, bro.
People say he took care of a Brown and then came out and took care of the Browns one time.
Yeah. That's my boy right there.
Come on, that's your boy?
What, Lamar? Yeah, I always like Lamar, switching. Man.
You ain't always with Lamar. You were saying
Danny.
Nah,
I said I always like Lamar.
But you were screaming Danny. That's your cuzzo.
Yo, I don't know what the hell you talking about. That shit sounds crazy. I don't even sound like something I would say. That don't even make sense. He's my cousin.
My Lord.
Oh, that don't even make sense.
Y'all. Hey, you got another nuts. Grind? I'm done.
That's it, man.
So let's go.
Dumbass.
Dumas of the week. Your boy, Joel Osteen. You fucking clown, you. You know what Joel's on here? Because Joel received 4.4 in PPP loan relief.
Oh, damn.
Joel said, I need you to give by any means necessary. Whether you going to be in church or the federal government, somebody's got to give me my money. Joel has always put the dollar first, and I respect his pimping. My only problem is, why you take it from the government, man? This is what I don't...
Nerve.
You know, I understand it. I understand the pimping. I respect the hustle. But just the fact that you take it from the government, Joel, that's why I want to give you the stumpass here.
Dang.
That ting right there, I just want to give it. Dumbass.
So you go.
So like, Joel, looking real crispy.
I don't know his name, man, but correctional officer gets 3 years for sexual abuse of inmates.
What? He what?
Sexually abusing inmates.
The female inmates.
The female inmates.
Oh, okay.
Sexually abusing them.
I mean,
night,
you couldn't like just work
them.
A deal off. He had to be aggressive about it. You got your mind, you know.
He only got 3 years for that. He only got 3 years for that. That's probably what he was doing.
Yeah, but he could have broken it off more smoothly. You mean I think maybe he was a little extra with it.
Yo, I feel like he should get 8 years and be on the sex offender list, man. This is gross, man.
That's not a non-violent crime. You know, they're not really going to. And he's.
What do you mean non-violent crime, man? That's damn near rape. That's rape, man.
That's non-violent crime.
Just because they're inmates.
And he's part of the force, so you know they're gonna give him some leeway. I don't know what you talk about. Hey, man, 8 years life. Huh? Fuck you talking. They not doing that. He's part of the gang.
I don't know, man, but he's out of here.
He probably get a job somewhere else in another state.
Once they find out Joe's a CEO, they gonna treat him good, as in whooping his ass.
He probably gonna get a job as a CEO in another state. That's how they give it up. He's part of Gang Gang Gang.
One of the dumbasses of the year, man.
Uh-oh. We're going to do that on our New Year show. So, January, the first week of the New Year, when we bless y'all with the first episode of the New Year, we'll be doing Dumbass of the Week. Dumbass of the Year. This is our last show for the year. We going on Christmas break. Yeah, we're going to see y'all in the new year. We're going to give y'all some retro episodes, some old episodes to hold y'all down till then. But this is the last joint we recording for the new year. Yeah, keep on.
Vanessa Bryant's mother.
Oh, man. I ain't even want to speak on it. I had it. Had it locked up in the chamber, but I said, you know, that's family biz.
Disgusting.
That's family biz. You know, the thing is,
that is disgusting.
You can't speak on family biz. Well,
yeah, his mother's disgusting. Yeah. I mean, her mother's disgusting.
You don't know what goes on, man. That's family
biz. Vanessa Bryant's mother, Kobe Bryant's wife. The mother is suing her own daughter for back pay of $96 an hour for watching their children.
Oh, my God, the pettiness.
For 18 years.
Oh, the petty level. I watched your kids.
She also wants $5 million, a new home, and a new SUV.
Oh, yeah, she got some needs.
She says that Kobe Bryant promised to take care of her for the rest of her life. And she wants that promise to be upheld by the utmost.
The thing is, what people need to understand, Vanessa is cutting the well. Like, she's cutting the faucet. So any, like, charity stuff that they did yearly, that's done. Because the breadwinner is gone. So she needs to... Whatever trickle of funds that was being sent out is done. So if her mom was on the payroll or whatever thing that, you know, Kobe's not here no more. So we're not pulling that same type of income.
Her mother's not having it. The
she needs to realize
the disgustingness that comes out of people when money's involved is beyond me, man.
But I don't want to speak, though.
96, and then she, and Vanessa Bryant says, she is a stay-at-home mother. Why the fuck would she be paying somebody to watch her kids?
I mean,
man?
You know, she probably wanted to go to the gym, and when her and Kobe wanted to go out.
Yeah, it's just
out.
Like, oh, grandma's here, I'm going to go out. You going to charge me?
Yes!
$96 for watching your grandchildren?
Pay up. You're saying all the money gone. Well, I need the money that I wasn't paid while I was here, and the money was coming in.
That's crazy, my friend.
Give me mine, give me mine.
Meanwhile, the mother is living in a house.
Yeah, good.
Rent that's paid for, rent free.
By Kobe.
And that's not good enough.
Listen, she's trying to be where the money resides, where the money resides, where the money resides, where the money resides.
That's crazy. To sue, her husband has not even been dead a year. And you got the nerve to put this poor woman through court.
They cut her off. You cut it when you listen.
Bro, it's disgusting.
You getting that regular payment for doing nothing, but it's a regular payment. Checks is sweet, on time, every 2 weeks, probably monthly. You know how Cole gives it up. He ain't trying to cut you a check every 2 weeks. Monthly. Hitting you off. And all of a sudden that shit stop.
No. You ready to turn on everything?
Yeah, you ready to shoot any and everybody? Who's responsible? Oh, you did it? What are you talking?
If I was her, I would give her the $5 million and then be like, just go on. Just buy, yo. I don't want to see a fucking face no more. Take the money and disappear, yo.
Where the money resides, where the money resides. She trying to be where the money resides, homie. Know that thing.
It's nuts, yo.
Be there. You ain't in the trenches. You ain't in the trenches.
But she been living good for how many years?
You not in the trenches with
that's me. Not good enough.
No.
You gotta try to stomp on your own daughter's neck, huh? Damn, dog. Kick her while she's down type of shit.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, son.
You gotta get down and leave.
Damn. How can you look yourself in the mirror?
I don't even want to talk about this. Get down and lay down. I'm going to a different place. What are we talking about?
That shit is crazy. But yeah, I would give her that money and just be like, go ahead about your business.
That's what she wants.
Just disappear.
Talk to me no more. I ain't got to see my grandkids no more.
All right, so yeah, so then give her that because
I need to be where the money resides. Where the money resides.
So just give her that because in reality, $5 million is nothing to her. $5 million is like cheese.
The breadwinner is gone.
I know, but regardless,
you know what's going.
She's getting. She's still getting a check every day for the rest of her life. Yeah.
She likes bags. I'm pretty sure she has.
But I'm saying his sneakers, his league,
they have a new
his merchandise.
Born baby,
she got. Come on. She got checks coming in monthly forever, man. Off of his shit, she's good. She could give $5 million away, and that should be nothing.
To do what? And where's the $5 million coming in? What is she going to do to get the $5 million back?
It's coming back from Kobe's merchandise and shit.
And that's every day she getting a $5 million check from that?
No, but she will make that $5 million probably within a year. She makes more than $5 million a year.
Why she not on the Times Woman of the Times? You know, earners.
She gonna be? What you mean? She just got the money. She gonna be? But yeah, I would be like, hey, take that and disappear, yo. Get the fuck on about your business.
She trying to be.
Goodbye. Have a good life.
Where the money reside. Trying to live that life. I don't blame her. More power to
her. Yeah, but that's all I got, man.
That's all you got. That was episode 82. Episode 82, we gonna holla at you. We will be back in the new year fresh. We gonna have our dumbass of the year for the year 2020. My first nomination is us.
Wait, what?
We're dumbasses.
Of the year?
Yeah, just going through 2020, we all dumbasses.
Hey, I disagree. She.
That's crazy. This last episode of the new year, we'll holla at you in the new year. We want to wish y'all a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah,
all that.
Happy Kwanzaa.
All that.
Kwanzaa
all
don't that. Get enough respect. Respect Kwanzaa.
Respect that. Respect that. All the colors.
Umoja.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means?
Yeah.
Unity.
UNITY.
I pull that from. I don't even know if that's right.
Oh, you don't know if that's right?
I don't know.
Come on, man. I know it's the colors,
it
man.
Make it. But respect Kwanzaa, man.
Do that.
You know what?
Do that.
African American household say, you know what, guys, we're gonna do Christmas, but we also gonna do Kwanzaa this year. How about that?
Let's switch it up. Man. Put it together. Put it together because this white man is not buying these gifts that's under this tree.
Right.
Just to let you know.
It's me breaking my back. Look at my shirt. Look at the collar of my shirt. I'm sweating grease. That's where the checks come from.
Let's go, man.
Yo, sometimes I be looking at the collar of my shirts after work.
Mm-hmm.
I be like, the fuck? Is that sweat and grease?
Oh, shit.
Am I on the Giuliani shit?
Nah, that's... that's hard work, man. That's hard work sometimes when you get that ring around the neck.
You get
shit.
The ring around the collar? You're like, damn, was I on some Giuliani shit today? I got gravy coming down the back of my neck? Is this cinnamon back there?
Damn, yo. That shit is crazy. Man.
Yeah, but we've been working hard.
We out here.
So we gonna rest and we gonna be ready to get in tune and rock the mic for the new year. So y'all need to stay safe.
Yeah.
So we can rock with y'all next year. Holla.